Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of Straight No Chaser. That's right, that's what's up. And we are back with you. And that song is really what's happening. Make me want to holler the way they're doing our lives. been a while since we've been with you on Straight No Chasing, had an opportunity to talk about what's real, what's true, and it is not a cliche. Most people cannot handle the truth because it opens the Pandora box in a discussion. Put things in people's face because truth can be weighty. I am your host, V the Preacher. I hope that you are having a great week, despite of, because I know we're still under the Gentile rule, and Esau and these Edomites are still ruling. And this show is unscripted. This is an opportunity for those who want to call in, talk about things, but you see the topic. The topic is that, man, tonight we need to stop the madness. We discussed the paranoia that exists amongst our people. We discussed paranoia as it is, period. Paranoia amongst the camps of Israel, infighting, everything that is supposed to be new is just only repeating the old. Seems like with these camps, we've created a new denomination and a new type of church, a new type of fighting. The antics continue. The fear of what man is doing when we should be fearing the Most High. I could give a damn about COINTELPRO and its so-called success. It was successful because of the lack of faith, the lack of power, the lack of relationship, the lack of understanding about what this is really all about. Your black power movements are never going to succeed. Our Savior will be Christ when he returns. And that's the truth. But he said, when I come back, will I find faith in the earth? And then also, I want to give a to you tonight. Brothers and sisters, we know we have a lot of liberty. We're able to, in our festivals and feasts, be celebratory, partake of the grapes, different beverages, have a good time. But a lot of our people are becoming addicted. And a lot of people know that cannabis is not the way. Most High has not said that we should be smoking blunts and carrying on. But the truth of the matter is that it's a demonic spirit that has you gripped. But a lot of you are addicted and you want to do right. Like Paul said, even though I strive to do good, you know, evil is always present, that I would do. So we understand that. So we like to talk about how to take care of this temple. And there are a lot of things that the Most High gave us that are in the ground to help us begin to heal ourselves and to heal our bodies so that our temple can be complete and that it can be whole. And these are things we want to share with you and we want you to know about. So tonight, without any further delay, I want to get into I've been hearing a lot of different people concerned about people infiltrating their camps, and I think this is an over-concern. First off, I don't care how you look at it. If you're acknowledging any type of infiltration out of suspicion, which is akin to fear and paranoia, you're not focused on the task at hand. When you've got your eyes on the Father and on the prize, like Peter, you won't sink when the waters come. But when you take your eyes off of that prize and begin to focus on who you think is out to do you dirty, you have lost focus, because fact of the matter is that this world loves its own and they hate those that love the Most High. So for the most part, 90 to 98% of the people are out to get you and do you dirty because you're not representing what they represent. You're keeping the commandments. Satan, first off, doesn't like you, and we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So those who are possessed by spirits, those spirits are coming after you to seduce you, tempt you, anger you, infiltrate your camps, and do whatever it is necessary to do to keep you from going forward with this truth. It is a shame that as Israel is waking up and producing camps, that these camps are becoming more of the same and more of the old and they're becoming like churches and denominations and having cliques and having rituals and services and tithes and 501c3s and we've been duped. We've been duped. He did not wake us up to go back into bondage. Well, you got a bunch of Negroes who are officers telling you what to do in ranks and saying this and that. Things have gotten out of control. Screening, vetting processes before you can go to a class that you got to pay money for to learn, that is freely given. Things have gotten out of control. When I say this, it makes me believe, yeah, quarantine is true because they have successfully compromised quite a few people that you all are influenced by. And I said a couple of weeks ago that it's not about you listening to all these shows and joining these camps. It's about you understanding that we're two or three gathered together in his name. He's in the midst. And he inhabits the praises of his people in Israel. We are his people. So when we come together in our territories, in our regions, with our families, in our homes, in our communities, we establish his presence in that capacity. And Satan will do whatever he can to keep you from doing that, even if it's by getting you adjusted to saying, I am a part of this camp. And these Negroes are fighting each other, calling out each other, talking about each other, spending up 2 and 3 hours on their broadcast to talk about each other, point each other out, call each other names. You've been compromised successfully. Your fear and paranoia has won over because the focus and task is to make disciples and to teach and preach this word, which is the commandments of the Most High given to Musa, and we've lost control. I'm just going to speak on this for a minute tonight because the Most High has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Don't talk to me like Jay-Z and say you have a healthy degree of paranoia where you're keeping your eyes open. You can't watch more than the Most High and the Holy Spirit can watch. Do you think Christ went around like you, worried and looking and watching his back? Nah. He knew who he was, what he possessed, and what he could do, and who he could call on. He knew at any moment he can call on 10,000 angels to avenge him. You don't even know who you are and what your Father will do for you. Mainly, probably, because you don't have the relationship you claim to have in front of the public with the Most High that will allow you to walk not in fear, but in that power. When you walk with the Most High, you walk into uncharted territory without doubts, concerns, and trying to map it out to secure and protect yourself. It's not looking good right now because I'm seeing more of the same. We're not being awakened to be put back into bondage. That is a lie. Our women are waking up and putting on head wraps but still being hoes. Saying they sisters of the Most High, but still trying to run their man and run their house because they can't strip their minds of the mentality of the American way that's been imputed upon them. They can't find any humility. There was a lot of humility back in the day because, listen, David's wife mocked him when he danced out of his clothes, and he told her, you bet not to ever marry again. She was cursed. She never married again, was never able to bear a child because she cursed her covering, which was her connection to the Most High. And these women still take that for granted. They still don't understand who you are and why you stand in that capacity. And here we have to fight the fight that we have to fight with our own household and women who we have to constantly pull back in because they're being influenced by the world, society, Tyler Perry, movies, Lifetime, Oprah. And while this is all taking place, let's look at the kids being programmed, brainwashed, MK Ultra, drugs, cannabis, lust, sex, disrespect, no understanding of the Father and who he is and his word. We pacify them, give them everything they need, everything they want, but we don't give them tough love to let them know that God will kill you and cast you into a burning pit If you carry on in the YOLO lifestyle, you only live once. If you decide that you want to be a homosexual, no. That's an abomination. You want to be a lesbian, it's an abomination. We're not doing them any good by patting them on the back and compromising with them. So where do we draw the line? Even when it came to wives, I believe we only need one wife now, but I could see how when there was three and four wives, that when that one wife had that time with that king, that man, she respected that time and gave him her best for that time, understanding that he was not relegated to that circumstance. Now it's like, I got you on paper. America tells me I got you on paper, and I will take half, and you ain't nobody, and I'm this, and I'm that. This world has jacked up what the Most High set in order. So Israel, you're out of line, but you brothers who trying to be orderly with the officers and the deacons and say you all that and trying to put people in check, but yet you responding to the same thing you preach against, you operating in paranoia, and you trying to combat somebody and fight people in airwaves, you look just as foolish as them with your foolishness talking to us about ignorance. We don't give a damn about what they said about you and what you said about them. You sound like you in the sixth grade. And now you want people to respect you and let you teach them a word. How dare you? You do not walk in the reverence and auspiciousness of the omniscient one, Ahaya, the Most High, God, and his son, Christ. No, you don't, because there is no fear. There is no paranoia. There is no succumbing to the tactics of the enemy, for he has not given us a spirit of fear. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against us can prosper. When you understand that, you have no regard for the tactics that are laid out towards you, in front of you, before you. It's deemed useless. Like what? Because I am so focused, man, on what I'm here to do and what I'm supposed to do, I don't have time to respond to you on the airwaves or in the public. Yeah, but they got you. You gave in. And I'm seeing this. Explain to me why other brothers got people on their show that work for the government but have a duplicitous nature. And on the other end of that, they claim to be black supremacists. I told you Negroes to never have the man on the show because he said, curse the Bible and damn the Bible. And my job is to rebuke the Bible. That was the moment you're supposed to pull the plug. We're supposed to lift up our voice like a trumpet in Zion and show our people their sins. We don't have to. Conversations and discussions with people who hate the Father and hate the Word. Spineless Negroes. This is disgusting. And that's what we're talking about. Keep your politics. How the hell does the internet scrub everything about this spy who infiltrated our community, put up a website to see how many people were radical, put him on Hebrew shows, put him out there, and now he's disappeared, no word, no nothing, and we're just dumb. You know what? No, we're not. But one thing's for sure is we don't trip on you. We don't fear you. You can't touch that belongs to the Most High. He's got a hedge around us. You need permission before you can even do that, and we stand firm. But you deceivers who have the masses who are ignorant, won't study for themselves, following you. Nobody is ignorant to the fact that you had people on your show that have been compromised, that are duplicitous in nature, that work for Esau, Edomites, Gentiles, and people that want to destroy us. You need to respond to that and answer to that. But right now, I'm not suggesting anybody be a part of any particular camp, but there must be order in the house. We got to grow. up. This is Peter Preacher. Welcome back to Straight No Chaser. Yeah, run those politicians straight up out of here. Those demon-possessed leaders of state. You cannot even be a politician, a leader of the free world, any country, unless you have compromised your body, soul, and spirit and allowed your temple to be possessed by a fallen entity so that you might be controlled in Satan's world. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan hath come down having great wrath. You will not have power unto this earth until you bow down and worship that dude. Don't need it. You can have it. And that's what we're seeing right now. So welcome back to Straight No Chaser. And this is a sad state of affairs as it pertains to, I was a little perplexed last weekend at just a multitude, a plethora of Negroes confused, paranoid, tripping on each other, fighting each other, infighting, spies, COINTELPRO, Negroes coming up missing, nobody giving answers as to why you got this clown on your show, how did you get him on your show, why was he on your show. This is ridiculous. But at the same time, it's because I know so many of our people are feeding into these certain different people who want to say that they have the leadership in this current awakening of Israel. Then you don't run nothing. This is a work of the Most High. Chances are that you that are the first will be last, and the last will be first. And he's awakening his people who he needs in this last and final hour. As he says in the book of Zephaniah, he will gather these other nations into one area. Israel will be taken into the wilderness and dealt with. And some of you that think you are leaders or elders, pastors, we have to check our hearts, our intent, our purpose. And are we giving back everything that belongs to the Most High? There is no place or space for fear, paranoia, concern about Esau, these Edomites. I've seen some of the so-called wannabe baddest standing on the corner preaching, teaching. When they get called out and exposed and put on primetime and TV, they start shucking, bucking, tap dancing and singing because they don't want nothing to do with it. Nobody ready to die for this, man. Nobody ready to stand for this and tell the truth about what's really going on. So as I mentioned, these are a bunch of antics, and a lot of people that we come into contact with do not realize that Christ had a ministry that dealt with a lot of demonic spirits that were inside of people that attempted all sorts of approaches and adversarial things and division within his camp, with the disciples, misleading people. He was always fully aware of what was taking place around him, and he didn't have an incessant need to have to address everything. I respond to everything. When you do that, you have already been compromised. Scripture says, resist the enemy and he will flee. You resist him, you ignore him, and you persevere. It's like a horse with blinders on. There are distractions all around us, and they are sitting right near you, and people will pull your ear. But will you be moved from the task at hand? If you are ever addressing a situation that was an action towards you, you're reacting, and we're not put here to react. To everything that Satan does to us, or what happens around us in the world. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. That's a lie. Satan is constantly trying things. And our equal and opposite reaction is to be steadfast and unmovable. Steadfast and unmovable. To be vigilant, to be sober, and to be consistent in our tasks and the things that we're supposed to do. So those are the things we want to talk about. Nobody wants to call in and talk about this, but you'll hear this in the archives. And if you want to send me an email, send me an email. We're beginning to act like the paganistic Christian church that has thousands of denominations on every street corner fighting each other on every false Sabbath Sunday and resisting the Most High and having a form of godliness. We're repackaging and rebranding it as we wake up because the people are coming out and wanting to come to you for truth, but now we're fighting each other and can't find a semblance of truth. And I talked about this last night. We're going to receive a pure language. The language is going to be changed. The name is going to be changed. And if you're not speaking in a language where your brother and sister can understand, you're speaking barbaric. You can speak all the Hebrew you want. You can call the Most High all the Hebrew names you know. But as a new convert comes in that doesn't understand it, you sound like a barbarian. And you make them a barbarian, according to 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter. So why do we want to be barbaric? It is unprofitable, as we spoke of last weekend. And these scriptures are given that we might be profitable in succeeding in converting the minds of our people that have to be transformed. Being born again is being renewed by being transformed in our minds, changing the way we think in this earth, in this life, about everything we've been taught through history, science, mathematics. It's been all lies. And you must wake up to the truth of why he called us and why we are here, and that he's on his way back. This is madness. I did a show, go into my archives, Straight No Chaser, maybe about a year ago, very poignant show, about COINTELPRO and how successful it was in destroying the Black Panthers. But the Black Panthers didn't believe in Christ. They wanted to be saviors to our community, and the Most High is not going to let that happen because we're in this position because of our disobedience. According to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, we put ourselves in this disposition, and we can begin to cause the curses to lift, but they will lift completely when our Savior returns and he's on his way back. The only other saviors in the children of Israel, Revelations, when the Savior comes back and gathers us and puts us in that one place. That is the fear of the Edomites, of Esau, the Gentiles, something they know better than you know, because they've watered down your word, put your mind in a box, told you what to read, what not to read, and you scared to read it and believe it. And be like, that's not the inspired word of God. That's not canon. You sound like a fool speaking like that. The Book of Enoch is for you and for this time, according to Jude in the New Testament. It will wake you up to what these demon spirits are doing to you and your family and your surroundings. We have no time to play. So I want to holler at you, brothers and sisters, who are going through some things. I like to talk about health and herbs. I'm not going to stay on here much longer. Get you a pen and paper and write this down. It's called kutsu, K-U-T-S-U. This is a herb, a natural herb, a natural remedy that the Most High has created that will help you to beat your cravings for alcohol, for weed, and for any other substance due to prescriptions, drugs, or anything that you're battling and fighting with. A lot of you don't have the faith to be healed quite yet. So I want you to start here with these herbs and begin to heal your body and fight back. And even for those of you that will call upon the elders and let us pray for you that you might be healed, I want you to begin to learn to take herbs to flush your temple and cleanse your temple so that you can be here to fight with us a little bit longer. Trust me, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Most High. So he doesn't have a problem with you leaving here. It's just us on the earth that are selfish and don't want people to leave. But if you want some longevity to do his will and to take care of your family and your loved ones, then you've got to cleanse your temple. If you would like to fight these cravings and these urges, there is an herb called KUTSU that will not destroy your kidney and your livers like these other drugs that the doctors and hospitals are prescribing for alcoholism and different things. And on top of that, then you need to find an anointed person. The Bible said, call upon the elders that they might anoint you with oil and cast these demons out, these spirits and these addictions. Now, there are spirits, but the addictions are because your body becomes accustomed to these things. The rate of recidivism amongst African Americans, that's what they say, African Americans, the children of Israel with melanin, melanated skin. The rate of recidivism is so high because the opiates inside the drugs have a tendency to attach themselves to the melanin, and it becomes a part of us, which is our soulful ways. It doesn't happen with Caucasoids. This is something to take into consideration. That's why these drugs were created to destroy our communities, to keep us from ever waking up to the Father and the Savior. These are things that you need to understand and know. So you need to become holistic, healthy, and vegetarians and vegans and not eat GMOs and GEs and pesticide-covered fruits and vegetables that are causing cancer. You need to fight back and preach this and teach this and know about herbs because the Most High gave these things. We were created to be vegetarians, and he blessed the meat and said you could eat it, not pork, swine, and pig, crab, shrimp, lobster. But clean foods. He said you could eat it, but your body was originally created to be a vegetarian. That would be my suggestion. The herb is KUTSU, kutsu. Look it up at your natural health food store, herb store. Give it to someone who's fighting urges and cravings as you're working with them to bring them into the knowledge of the truth. And then make sure you find somebody who knows the Most High, not these video YouTube blog talk superstar elders who have a following and they're making big money and got 501c3s. Nah, man, that's church again. Church all over again. Wake up, do the work where you are, in your hood, in your corners, right where you are, and make it happen. Kill the paranoia off, man. I don't care who you are. I don't care. You've been awake for 30 years. You tripping. You've been compromised. You've been contacted. You're giving money, and you're falling into complacency. And as far as fighting with the camp around the corner, ignorance. That's why the first will be last, and the last shall be first. Lose your arrogance and think that you're the teacher. Your officers, your disrespectful asses and all that stuff and setting up people in certain areas and saying you got to go through them, you might as well be T.D. Jakes and Creflo Dollar with that foolishness. It's more of the same. People, wake up, get into your word, study to show yourself approved, do the work, understand the word. Allow the Most High to bless you. He will lead you and guide you. He promised that he would send a comforter. He promised. Isaiah 45 told us to put him in remembrance of his promises. So that's all I'm going to say for tonight. This is V to Preach, Straight No Chaser, reminding you that the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey and not a destination. Shalom. Shalom, shalom. We see it.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us sweet, wear our hair long.